my pet Yeti's potty training adventure. In a cozy little town, nestled between snowy hills and sparkling streams, there lived a girl named Lily who had a pet Yeti named Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo was fluffy and white with big gentle eyes, but there was one problem. He wasn't house-trained. Everywhere Yo-Yo went, little snowstorms followed, leaving Lily's house looking like a winter wonderland, inside and out. Lily decided it was time for a potty training adventure. She knew it wouldn't be easy, but she was determined. She started by showing Yo-Yo the special spot outside where he could make snowstorms, but the Yeti just tilted his head, puzzled. So, Lily thought of a fun game where they would race to the spot, and Yo-Yo loved racing. Every time he got it right, Lily gave him a frozen blueberry, his favorite treat. As days turned into weeks, there were still occasional indoor snowstorms, but they were less and less frequent. Yo-Yo was starting to understand. Lily made colorful signs showing a happy Yeti outside and a sad Yeti inside, which seemed to help Yo-Yo remember. One sunny morning, Lily woke up to find no new snowstorms inside. She found Yo-Yo patiently waiting by the door. Overjoyed, she hugged her Yeti friend, praising him for learning so quickly. From that day forward, Yo-Yo always remembered to use his special spot outdoors. The townspeople were so impressed by Yo-Yo's good manners, they threw a celebration with treats, games, and lots of frozen blueberries. Yo-Yo was the star of the party, and Lily was proud of her white, fluffy friend and the adventure they had together. From that day on, Yo-Yo wasn't just a Yeti with good potty manners, but a beloved member of the cozy little town.